The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, 19th day of August, 2019. And I've got Steve Elkins sitting down there in God's waiting room. What are you waiting for down there, by the way?
Is he? Oh, I've got plenty of time. Well, I'm not ready to leave at all. I've got plenty of years left.
You know, everybody says that, and then they're so surprised when they don't. But then you don't have any time to think about it because, well, you're not thinking anymore.
Well, don't jinx me now, though.
Well, I'm jinx me. Knock on for Micah, right?
We already lost one host. I'm not ready to leave yet.
Okay, well, I've lost more than one host over
not
the years.
Not ready. I do want my apology, but I'm willing to wait a while.
Apology? Apology? Never. That was a question. Yeah. What apology?
For being called a facilitator? What was it? Merchant of death. That's what it was. Yeah, I was.
You're dancing around on somebody's grave right now. That is in not so good taste, my friend.
No. You said to me, you have to wait. You have to wait to get that apology, and I'll wait.
Oh, I see. Well.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Okay, I'm not the only one who thought that was a little odd. Mike's in there shaking his head going, I don't understand this. At any rate, good news?
I've got some good news to share real quick. Can I?
Yeah.
Your education, your website is one of the finest out there in independent media. I read the articles. I share a few with you. And whoever else contributes, they do a fine job. Plus, you put a lot of them on yourself. And Julie posts, Mike posts. And I've got to say, some of the best articles I've found out there are on the RBN website, which is a true plus, an asset. And evidently, my sending articles to my daughter finally reached her. And I sent her two articles today, the one in California and the Illinois one, with the LGBTQ education that the parents can't opt out. And I've been pushing this issue so hard with my daughter. Please don't be silent. Silence is implied consent. And you have to push back twice as hard as they're pushing this agenda on your kids.
Yeah.
And the vaccine issues. And she wrote me today. She says, Dad, this is the third year we'll be doing homeschooling. So she's not in the system of the public school system. She's not complying with the agenda, and I'm just very happy because my articles I've been sending from RBN finally made a difference. She's listening.
Well, that is good news. I mean, there are a lot of people, and I don't have to tell this audience, there's a lot of people you have one family member wake up, and it's like I don't even know how to describe this. I've seen this dynamic so many times, Steve, over the years, that one person in the family wakes up and he's running around going, fire, get out of the house. And all they do is throw a bucket of water on him. It's caused splits and divisions. It's caused divorces. It's caused bad feelings. And, you know, the resistance to this is the easiest way is, oh, one of my family members has just slipped a cog. You know, they're over the top. There's something wrong with them. But we love them anyhow. You know, I wished I had a dollar for every time I heard that I could fund this network for the next year. And it's very good news that your daughter is finally starting to get it, because this cracking this labyrinth of this deep darkness we deal with for all of these years, people, they get scared. And the more scared they get, the harder they want to run away from this. But there's no running from it. It's all around you. And then once you start to accept what somebody is saying and going, oh, by the way, did you know this? Well, Jimmy Crack Corn, you got instant credibility, and they go, no, that's... And then the ones with the base of knowledge, this is why this network has been here. There have been people who have come on board that, Steve, were as dumb as a box of rocks. Some of them stumble over us. Some people, I got a friend told me I should listen to this, so here I am begrudgingly listening. Then all of a sudden, the light goes on. That's what this network is here for. This is why it was created, as an education tool. This is why, and people out there are afraid, they're tracked or traced, they don't want to take the time. But these stories, this is all vetted and all real. As bizarre and wacko some of these stories are, hate to tell you, it's true. And this is what, I guess the weirder it is, Steve, the less they're inclined to believe it. The more evil it is, the less they're inclined to believe it. I mean, just take a look at this stuff. I mean, where were you in the world of happy nursing and growing grapes and chumming around with your wife and enjoying southern sunny California and, you know, and then all of a sudden something happened. This deep, dark cloud moved over you.
Sure did.
It sure as hell did.
And you, I love California.
By the way,
California, and I just met Ron through you.
Yeah,
and I left a good friend behind there, and beautiful, beautiful, you know, area I lived in. The wineries everywhere. The climate was beautiful. It was the perfect climate, and it breaks my heart to say that I saw the writing on the wall, and I said we have to leave.
Yeah.
Because the storm is coming, and we did the right thing. As much as I hated to do it, we did the right thing.
Well, and without the information that was coming from this network, your timing was impeccable.
Yeah,
it was, I'm off to Hindenburg before this baby blows up. I'm going down one of the tow ropes. You got out just in time.
Yeah, and I missed those fires. I missed the floods. I left at the prime of the market for housing, and it was amazing. You know, I have to thank my Heavenly Father for some of that, too, is that I opened my eyes. And, you know, RB and I learned so much from RB.
You weren't listening. He didn't tell you to go to Florida. He told you to go to Texas. You weren't listening.
Well, I did go to Texas.
Well, yeah.
It was all right.
That doesn't count stopping at 2 gas stations and filling your tank up.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
But you know what, John? I think what a lot of times I've been working on this issue with my daughter for a while, and I don't want to be one of those people that just pounds it in your head. I want to use rationale and understanding of and some serious science here. What's going on with the autism, with the vaccines, and different things? And I hit really hard, and I kind of push. But I didn't want to be overwhelmingly pushing, because people then rebel and push back, and they get overwhelmed with the information. But I'm kind of fighting another force with that. But, you know, then there's this campaign to label people as a homophobe or, you know, some kind of label to stop you in your tracks, to shut you up and comply with something you know it's not a good thing, but you're going to keep your mouth shut, and you don't want to be standing out as a person who hates other people or a bigot or a homophobe. And so people just accept what's coming their way because they're afraid how it may look. And I say, don't care how it looks. Do the right thing. This is the right thing. And I shared that quote with her where Mayor Bill de Blasio said, we own your bodies.
We can do whatever we want.
Put whatever we want in those bodies. That had to hit home. I hope so. That was one of the things that helped But when somebody can come out and be that bold and that brass to say, we own your bodies, hey, we got a problem. We have some evil people out there.
50 years ago, if a mayor or a governor or anybody in politics, body politic, would have said something like that, they would have put his butt on a rail and rode him out of town.
That's right.
But now, just everybody is confused. Everybody just, they don't understand. And the silent majority out there, where's the country's pastors? Why aren't these guys getting together and sharing some ideas? Why is it that the people that are closest to the best in the universe have the least to say? Trump lifted that 501c3 gag, political gag from the churches. He announced that shortly after he became president. I sat there and watched it, Steve. He announced it to the Black Panther, Black pastors. Mm-hmm. Got Black Panthers on the mind. And they all sat and agreed, well, that's a very good thing, because people were getting their 501c3s, the IRS was showing up on their door, they were shutting their churches down. Do you remember the Indianapolis Baptist Temple, Steve?
Yes.
Years ago?
I do remember that. People's Temple,
yep. Yep. The IRS wouldn't have been there if that 501c3 wasn't in there.
Right.
So many churches have been destroyed. Anything that has to do with, step into the light message, it's got to be extinguished, man. It's got to be crushed. There are some evil people running around. I don't want to do this today, but my friend Ted Pike wrote a very informative, very thorough. I mean, this guy studies this like nobody else. And I'm sorry that there are some people out there that the minute that you talk about Zionism or bad Jews, all of a sudden, oh, you're anti-Semitic. The curtain is thrown up. Nothing can get through. You can't get out. Nobody can get in. And they are, Steve, what they're doing is censoring the people that are telling the truth to their own bad end, to their own peril. This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. It's like, wait a minute here. I see the iceberg coming. Captain, I see the iceberg. Turn. No.
These are not interesting times. These are very bizarre times. Things I would have never thought are happening are starting to become mainstream now, and I'm very concerned about that.
You know, I was thinking about this over the weekend. I am never out of touch with this network. I am never out of touch with the information that's going on out there. And I'm sitting there this weekend and I'm going, you know, there has got to be a better way. I am looking at news agencies blatantly lying through their teeth to you, misreporting what they know to be false. Well, Steve, we got ABC, we got NBC, we got CBS, we got Fox affiliates out there. We got a ton of television stations out there and affiliates. What if we made a complaint to the FCC about their erroneous information and that you should not grant a new license for these broadcast facilities?
Well, I love that idea.
I'm starting to think that the only way to get at these clowns and to stop this, look, everybody has put up with a little liberal crap in their life, and I don't give a damn how old you are. Everybody has done it. But you did it with kind of a smirk on your face and going, wow, that's kind of far out. Because the majority of the population did not feel that way.
Right.
And what's happening now, it's being infected person to person. Let me give you an example. And you mentioned it at the top of the show. There's a man's autistic daughter. She believes she's transgender, and her public school blocked his efforts to stop her. Okay, well, let's go by the corporate law. Who's responsible, Steve, for that child until they're 18 years old?
The parent is.
Not the school, not some governmental agency. They try as they will. I don't care if it's Child Protective Services. I don't care who it is. Hell, even the UN has had a few turns on that. These aren't your kids anymore. They belong to us. In 2016, parents of a 14-year-old girl on the autism spectrum. Now, I don't know what the hell. Have you ever heard that term before? Autism spectrum?
You know, I think that's just soft peddling it myself. It's autism.
Okay.
It's just kind of being, I guess that's political correctness now.
Oh, it's the spectrum. Kind of like, well, isn't the rainbow, isn't that a spectrum? Oh, okay, I get it. Was influenced by another student who was transgender and announced that she, too, was a boy. Now, the school faculty and the staff of the autistic child called her by her new name, unbeknownst to the parents, and used male pronouns, all without the parents' knowledge. When the parents found out and objected, school officials claimed that they had to follow the law. And this is how twisted and perverted things have gotten, folks. This is why over the years I've been urging you, invade your public school system.
Yes.
And euphemistically grab your principal by the neck, shake him around a little bit, and go, okay, dude, what do you think you're doing? Well, when the parents found out and objected, the school officials claimed they had to follow the law. However, there is no such law. Only a 2016 letter from the Obama administration that said schools need to officially affirm transgender students. Why not? He's one, so is his wife. 3 months later, a federal judge in Texas blocked the guidelines from being enforced. In February of 2017, Steve, the Trump administration rescinded the Obama-era guidelines, but the school still insists it must follow the law. And many parents are afraid to speak out because it's called, well, you get called a name. Here's one for you, transphobic bigot. Yeah. When a minor turns 18, life-altering testosterone injections are just one informed consent form away from and easily can be obtained through Planned Parenthood. In April of 2016, my then 14-year-old daughter became convinced that she was my son. In an attempt to help her, her public school undermined me at every step of the way. This is not the job of the public school system, folks. Throughout my daughter's childhood, there were no signs she wanted to be a boy. Loved the stuffed animals, Pocahontas, wearing colorful bathing suits. The guy says, I don't recall a single instance that seemed unusually masculine or any evidence that she was uncomfortable as being a girl. And now, what I'm about to say here, I've said this on air about 52,000 times, that this stuff is taught. This isn't some genetic need, okay? This is learned experience, folks, and people still aren't getting this. The only difficulty she had was forming and maintaining friendships. We later learned why. And here I go, we go with the autism spectrum stuff again. She was very functional, did well in school, helped by her individualized educator program. It's the first I've heard of that. A common practice for public school students who need special education. At her high school, my daughter was approached by a girl who had recently come out at school as being transgender. Shortly after meeting her, my daughter declared that she was too. She was a boy trapped in a girl's body and picked out a new masculine name. And still, the school kept the parents in the dark. She came out as transgender to her school, and then she announced that she was a boy. The faculty staff, who had full knowledge of her mental health challenges, affirmed her without telling me or my wife. They referred to her by her new name. They treated my daughter as she were a boy, using male pronouns and giving her access to a gender-neutral restroom. Now, folks, this is your public school with your taxes paying for the supposed education. They're reinforcing this myth and this little girl that's a little bit confused. But there's the support to help her along her transgender way. Aren't we proud of ourselves? When her mother and I first found out, the father said, our feelings of helplessness and astonishment made it difficult to get through each day. But I feel my daughter is a victim more than anything else. In an IEP meeting just after she told us about being a boy, I told the schools that our wishes are to call her by her legal name at all times. The social worker president at the meeting stated that we have the right to make that request, so I assumed school staff would follow our directive. I followed up on that meeting with an email, but later learned that my request was ignored and the school staff continued to refer to her by her male name. Oh, the great educators out there, folks, warping your little kids' minds.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Happy to report I used that as bump long before Steve Elkins, the jazz man down in Florida.
Actually, that's not my theme music, but it's the same group.
I knew good that. Stuff, the fix. But you use that as a bump every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I use a lot of fixed stuff. Actually, hopefully I was trying to meet the guys up in Petaluma and have them autograph my little poster to put in my office. I said, I use your theme song for my show. Never get to do it.
To the story here about this 14-year-old confused person.
Yep.
The parents met with the school district's assistant superintendent. We told who told us the hands of the school personnel are tied and that they have to follow the law. But there's no law. Only the Obama administration's Dear Colleagues letter of May 2016 that said schools need to officially affirm transgender students. Just 3 months later, in August 2016, a federal judge in Texas blocked the guidelines from being enforced. And in February 2017, the Trump administration rescinded. Okay. They said, we also learned that the American Civil Liberties Union, yes, the Jewish group with cards and what they feel is power, and they give you a whole brand new list of rights that can be rescinded at any time. Oh, that's right. You got civil rights. Has sent a threatening letter to schools stating that it is against the law to disclose a student's gender identity, even to their parents. But this letter appears misunderstand the federal law. The Federal Family Education Rights and Privacy Act requires that schools allow parents to inspect and review their child's education records as long as that child is under 18. My daughter told me that the school social worker was advising her about halfway houses because he thought we did not support her. Now, are you following me out there? Are you hearing what I'm saying? They're following guidelines. There's no law. And when questioned about it, they're lying about it and then continuing on their merry way. But then the social worker confirmed that they were looking for a halfway house for this girl because she thought the parents didn't support her. Now they're going in and busting up a family. God, I'd like to get my hands on these people. Oh, my God. The social worker confirmed that when I asked for a scheduled meeting to discuss it. This felt like a horrifying attempt to encourage our daughter to run away from home. That's exactly what it was. We had our daughter evaluated by a psychologist approved by the school district. He told us it was very clear that our daughter's sudden transgender identity was driven by her underlying mental health conditions, but would only share his thoughts off the record because he feared the potential backlash he would receive. Oh, now we're going to go into the cowering mode here. Well, I don't want to say anything because they might lift my license. In the report he submitted to us and the school, he did not include these concerns that he would only share in person. Now, in my attempts, he says, over the past several years to get help from my daughter, what I have learned has shocked me. The NEA has partnered with the Human Rights Campaign and other groups to produce materials advocating automatic affirmation identities, name changes, and pronouns regardless of parents' concerns in 18 states and the District of Columbia, including in my home state of Illinois. There are conversion therapy bans which prevent therapists from questioning a child's gender identity. No wonder my daughter's therapist would only speak to me off the record. Now, some agencies like the New Jersey Department of Education warn school districts to be mindful of disputes between children and their parents over gender identity. The department's transgender student guidance document, oh, it's documented, it must be official, refers educators to the state's Child Abuse, Neglect, and Missing Children webpage, suggesting that school staff might be encouraged to report parents if they disagree with their child's transitioning. The state is stepping in to separate the parents from the children and vice versa, folks. Is this reading, writing, and arithmetic? Is this where you learn to divide and multiply and read comprehension? Does any of this sound familiar to you anymore? They're not interested in education. They're interested in a conversion. Now, when parents are willing to go along with their child's transitioning, the process can move at a frightening pace. Doctors with the Endocrine Society rewrote the guidelines for treating young patients who say they're transgender in order to give hormone treatments to the children younger than 16. Minors. Even more concerning, surgeries such as mastectomies, and I don't know what this one is, okeotomies, removal of the removal of the testicles. Wow. Steve.
Yes, sir.
This stuff is coming full force in a couple of weeks to a school near you, folks. And this is being carefully crafted behind the scenes. The parents aren't told anything. They're going to get bombarded with a curriculum this September that when you find out about it, you're going to be absolutely livid. And Steve, I'm thinking about this. This is a rhetorical question. How many lawyers we got in this country?
Too many.
Okay. Well, let's start there. Too many with not enough to do.
Yep.
Well, how about clearing your conscience for once? Why don't you put a little time in offering services to people that need your help right now by way of lawsuit? These people can be beat. I'm telling you, they can be beat.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Steve, parents are afraid to speak up through all of this. These parents, he says, I've learned that I'm not alone. Many parents, just like my wife and me, are often afraid to speak out because we're told we are transphobic bigots simply because we don't believe our children were born into the wrong bodies. When our daughter returned to high school to finish her senior year, I contacted the principal to let him know I expected her legal name to be used at graduation. Once again, the school refused to honor my request. Now, thanks in large part to my daughter's school, my daughter is more convinced than ever that she's a boy, and that testosterone may be necessary for her to become her authentic self. She turned 18 in June, and life-altering, dangerous testosterone injections are just one informed consent form away. She can turn to any one of the Illinois 17 Planned Parenthood clinics. And you just thought they were about abortions. That's a mistake. For cheap and easy access. No extensive mental health assessment will be required, and there will be nothing I can do to stop her. Now, this guy's name is Jay Keck, and he lives in a suburb outside of Chicago. Is this not heart-wrenching? That a school is in the business of separating families, lying to parents? Steve, I started to say we got a lot of lawyers out there with nothing to do. Well, how about redeeming yourself? Pro bono, the cases, the parents that want to go after these schools, after the school districts, after the superintendents, after the teachers, the principals. I don't give a damn if it's a janitor that gives a wink and a nod, like, no, I don't care. It's time to start fighting back with these people. Steve, did you see the Antifa thing and the Proud Boys out there in Portland, Oregon?
Yeah, I did.
You know my first thought when I saw that? Why? If nobody showed up to protest those people, would it encourage them even more? What if a bunch of black-clad mass people showed up with nothing to do? And instead of wasting our time organizing and marching and taking the lumps and filling out police reports and all of this crap, why don't we just drop back and start using lawyers to start suing the crap out of everybody? I mean, I can see of no other way of doing this. And I've heard nothing. Here's really a strange thing. I've heard nothing from people from their respective countries that saw their country go communistic in fashion such as this. I've heard nothing from them. What we need is a little bit of advice on how to extricate these people because they're claiming that they're big, bad, and bold, and they're the majority. They are not, Steve. They're not. But soon it will be.
Well, you know, John, they started this whole ball. They got this ball rolling with one word, tolerance, but they're not tolerant to our viewpoints at all. And like I said, we're going to have to push back twice as hard as we're pushing because this agenda is very big. It's vast. It is huge.
It is.
And they are steamrolling over everybody and using the labeling to stifle people, to shut them down. And, you know, you want to call me that? Fine. I really don't give a damn.
I
know what's right. I know what's wrong. And this is my child. And you're breaking the rules here, and somebody does need to step up to the plate as far as it comes down to the legal system. Attorneys, somebody needs to be bold enough to say, you know, there's no statute saying this is legal. First of all, your violation. And people, you got to start low. You're going to have to go to these PTA meetings, these board meetings, and you're going to have to shout these people down and not let them get their way. And if you're silent, hey, they'll steamroll over you. This you have to speak up on this issue. I tell you what, it's a good time right now that I'm not a father and my child is in school because I would be definitely down there and I would be very active on this issue. I'm active at a distance right now because I don't have really children, but I got grandchildren. But I would be so hot on this issue and I'd be organizing. You know, people, you have to organize because they are very well organized. You must organize yourself to combat these people.
If you noticed, remember when I had the Phyllis Schlafly lady on from Oregon?
Yeah.
And what she said during that interview just simply astounded me. Now, we got 50 states, but they had 24 openings in 24 states. In other words, they didn't have anybody in their respective states to organize and to lead.
Yeah,
24 right. States out of the 50. You know, if you need any more proof that we're pretty lousy at getting together and strategizing, I cannot think of. I mean, this Phyllis Schlafly and the gang have been around for years, and there was never any problem. They'd put on an event, people would show up. Now people can't show up because there's nobody to organize the events in half the damn states of the union.
Yeah. You know, John, I addressed that with the state president for Eagle Forum in California. I said, you're not organized. They are very well organized. You need to organize state by state, and you need to challenge what they're doing right now. You need to take them to court. You need to be very you need to make the life very uncomfortable now. Make them very uncomfortable and push back. And I didn't really get much response back, but you're right, 100%. They are not well organized.
Well, and if we've got to do this individually.
That's tough.
Well, you know, I can think of a half a dozen lawsuits right now I'd like to launch. Mm-hmm. With the ability that we'd have maybe a 75-25 chance of winning. The information out there and the people who have been collecting this information, they're there. The resource is there to defeat them. The problem is getting into those courts. And there's a lot of people that think that they can handle this by themselves. They don't know procedure. They get into court, and they get chopped into little pieces, and they throw up their hands and go, well, at least I tried. Well, yeah, God. What the lawyers have done is set up a very careful set of events that have to take place. You know, I mean, it's the judge. It's it's the guy that, you know, announces, here come the judge, here come the judge. The prosecutors, the defendant, they're all officers of that court. And when you walk in there without being one of the good old boys, you're targeted yourself. Yeah. And they'll do their best to get you out of that damn courtroom, because of what they don't want anymore is people demonstrating constitution or common law. There's no room in it for in their world. Because these are corporations and their corporate boards, well, let's call them the state legislatures on a state level, they're doing what they want to do, and they're doing this through legal documentation and all this other stuff, making the rules and regulations that are counter to what? Our civil rights or our God-given constitutional rights? And I got to be careful with this, because I don't want to come off of being morose here, but we keep this up, folks, there's not going to be a shot fired. There's not going to be an angry word of protest. What they're going to do is grind the people into the dust that are willing to stand up, all the while giving you the illusion that they have the power, and they don't. If you believe that they do, God help you. I want you to explain to the leader of the universe, well, I was just afraid. I don't think God countenances cowardice, do you? Courage, yeah. No.
You know, John, I theorize that what the agenda is to kill off religion, completely shelf it. If they don't kill it off, it'll be shelved as fiction. And we can't hold on to our faith, our beliefs any longer, because that's discriminating. You'll be a bigot, a homophobe. And, you know, what we see right now, John, I just wonder what the future. I mean, there's going to be more. This is just the beginning of what they're doing, the snowballing into something else next year, next year, next year. I mean, what next? The bar is being lowered. It's getting lower and lower and lower. And we're fighting against that. Have you seen any politicians, John? Any politicians who have the guts to come out to say, what is going on with the LGBTQ, with the children, the molding of the young minds? Have you seen any politician, either a Democrat or a Republican, definitely not a Democrat, but have you seen a Republican come out to say, this is wrong?
No. But they're conservative.
One.
Hey,
one.
They're, for next election cycle, I'm a conservative.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Conservative.
Conserving what? This is the most disgusting thing, and what disgusts me even more is people are not pushing back against this hard enough. They're not organizing against it. They're not going in there red. I don't care if you're red-faced with anger. Just don't strike the people that, well, they're the babysitters for your children, the mind molders. We call it the public fool system. Keep a grip of your anger. You can get red-faced all you want. Just don't start striking principals and assistant principals and school supervisors and teachers, as much as I'd like to see these creatures all dumped into the sea, along with the useless lawyers that have set up this construct, for a lack of a better term. The time is now. By the way, there is... The California school district will not allow parents to opt out children out of their LGBTQ content. And here's a flash of what they're getting ready for. Oh, man, they're salivating over this one. This is going to be coming to a California school in full force in less than a couple of weeks. And there is a video here put together by none other than, oh, that's right, it's from Jeremiah Films, And they did a film on no opt-out allowed for California sex education. And they're putting this under the banner. And this undercover video of the ACLU staff instructing teachers on progressive sex education and how students can obtain an abortion. These are lawyers talking to minors. Your children. Really? Whose children are they? Do they belong to the state? They're certainly acting like it does. Well, we know that they know. We know that they feel that, well, your children, well, they do belong to the state. I mean, what was the guy's name in New York? We'll put anything in your body we want to.
Bill de Blasio.
Yeah, de Blasio.
Amazing.
Well, Murrieta Valley, Unified School District, unified with what? I don't know. Murrieta School District will not allow parents to opt their children out of classes containing the LGBTQ content. It's the state power making sure that your children get programmed. And you're not to say a word about it. Strong objections arose when parents were shown a video featuring an ACLU staff member instructing teachers on how to teach children about oral sex. Your children, folks! Masturbation and some same-sex relationships and how to help girls obtain abortions without parental knowledge. This is impossible because the LGBTQ content is infused throughout the curricula, including history classes. Murrieta School District's Monica Gutierrez of the Public Information Office said that the California Healthy Youth Act, they're calling it the Healthy Youth Act.
Yeah.
requires teachers and curriculum to affirmatively recognize different sexual orientations. They're teaching it, folks. They're teaching it. Be inclusive of same-sex relationships and teach students about gender identity and gender expression. A California school district will not allow parents to opt their children out of their classes. A representative of the district sent in an email. This is because the LGBT content is fused throughout the entire curriculum. Well, that didn't take an overnight exercise. They've been at this for a very long time. Murrieta School District previously came under fire for a video depicting an ACLU staff member instructing teachers how to help students obtain abortions without parental consent. California School District will not allow parents to opt their children out of these classes. The district says parents have the ability to opt their children out of comprehensive sexual health, but parents are still not able to opt their children out of the brainwashing of the LGBTQ content when taught in other subjects, according to emails obtained by the Daily Caller News Foundation. The district recently came under fire. You hearing anybody on Fox News covering this stuff?
No.
Why? Aren't they conservative? Aren't they for the country? Aren't they for the children?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because it appears that Tucker Carlson may be on his way out.
Well, they have to.
Yeah.
He can't be allowed to stay. Yeah. And not do the type of programming. And he's severely limited. I'm sure he's been threatened about 92,000 times already.
Yeah.
Boy, you know, doing the job that your conscience tells you is the right thing to do, and having this cloud of I could get fired at any given day.
Yeah.
I hope he's got a big fat contract, because if they fire him, they still have to pay him.
You know, I'm sure he does. I remember my mom used to tell me all the time, when you have enough money, you don't have to eat crow. And I think he's got plenty of money. He may go down the same road as...
Did your mother actually use the word crow?
What's that?
Did your mom actually use the word crow?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
Yeah, she says, if you have money, you don't have to eat crow. And...
That ain't how my mother would
probably
put it.
He'll probably end up like Bill O'Reilly.
My mother would have been angry, and she would have described it in a different way. The district recently came under fire after the video from the conservative group Our Watch exposed progressive sex education programs in California teaching children about oral sex, masturbation, role-playing, and a whole lot more. Your children, folks. The only thing that they should be interested in right now is riding their bicycles, skateboarding, playing tennis, going to the library, maybe playing a video game, but not sitting there role-playing and playing doctor with each other, if you know what I mean. And this is what they're advocating. This is what they're pushing on these kids. This generation, if this is not corrected, Steve, if it's not corrected now, the subsequent generations to come are going to be lost and powerless.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's interesting. Do you remember all the controversy that surrounded Joyce Elders? Do you remember her?
Joyce Elders, black lady?
Yeah, Surgeon General.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how she came out really liberal talking about what she wanted to teach in school, masturbation? She wanted to teach young girls how to put a condom on a banana in class and everything. And it sounds like she may have a hand in this whole this whole agenda.
This thing, if you got the ACLU behind you.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. 800-313-9443. Fred in Iowa is on the line. And yes, Fred, I got your card. At any rate, we'll be back. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Howdy. Howdy, guys.
Hello.
Hey, John, I took your advice. I write down crib notes anymore. So this old fart, you know, has trouble remembering. Now, I got three items I'd like to talk about, but I'll get up to number one, and then if you want to cut me off or whatever.
Well, Fred, Fred, well, don't make it a soliloquy here. Don't make it 20 minutes long.
Well, I'll I'll try to be as fast as I can.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to guide you to Revelation chapter 21 and 8. And I'm going to start out with Revelation 21 and 7. This is what Christ is saying. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Now here's 8. But the blank and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Okay, I started out and I said, and 8, he that overcometh. But the fearful, that's number 1, the fearful. So if you're fearful, if you're afraid to open your mouth, if you're afraid to be by yourself and everybody is putting you down, denigrating you, assassinating you.
Welcome to Jesus Christ's world when he was on earth.
Yeah, now I'll go to number 2. Mike Rivero showed last before he went off. Anyhow, the Pope is against nationalism. Well, where do I stand? Oh, my God, who do I follow? Well, he must be right. He's against nationalism. Well, I'm for nationalism. Now, my third thing is this. The Pope says that masturbation and bestiality is awful, terrible sin. But anything that through sex that doesn't lead to procreation, it's okay. So, incest is okay, but it leads to procreation.
That's what rape got me thrown. Okay. That's what got me thrown out of the Catholic school when I questioned him on that one. I got thrown
right.
out. Yeah.
Rape, that leads to procreation. That's okay. Fornication, that leads to procreation. But just don't. That's your private part, and bestiality, that is pretty bad. Okay, buddies, I'm done. Goodbye.
Right.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, Fred. Those emails that you get that are capitalized, Steve?
Yes.
Yeah.
All caps.
All caps.
Shouting at you.
Shouting at you.
Hallelujah.
Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John. A couple of years ago, we had a federal court case against the health book in Lapeer County because the health book told kids that to go ahead and try homosexuality because you could later on be heterosexual. The book also said, I'm going to use the letters for the body parts. If the P goes in the A, said it right in the book. I said to the school board, you show me a medical book that says the P goes in the A, you know.
What did they say?
I kind of tried to get arrested. I went to the sheriff's department. I said, you know, they're abetting the small children to be, you know.
This is child abuse.
Federal court case.
Yeah.
This Constance Cumby. Do you know who she is, John?
Oh, yes.
From Michigan?
Yes.
She wrote a book about New Age. Anyway, she was our lawyer.
Hang on, Laura, hang on 1 second. I'm at the top of the hour. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.